you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 18th, 2019, St. Patrick's Day. Anyone still wearing green today? You missed it. It was yesterday. It's a new week, a new start. It's Memorization Monday. In fact, this begins a series of 5 weeks that we'll be memorizing verses out of Romans. So we have a special guest in the studio, a dear friend that is really blessing us. Before, we were talking dog stories. All sorts of things. So we have a lot in common. But let's start out with the verse, and then we'll do a reading and some testimony time and some sharing. But today's verse is Romans 3:23, and one of the reasons I asked this special guest to come in, because he's all about sharing God's love and proclaiming his goodness, and we'll introduce him in just a moment. But Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
Yeah.
All meaning all of us. So no one's exempt of falling short of the mark that God has laid out. We are all in need of a Savior because for all have sinned. And I know sometimes Jason Schiffo has said to me, you know, when I'm discouraged over something, he goes, "Mark, for all have sinned. All have fallen short of the mark." And so it's like a reminder that we're in this together.
Yes.
But thank you that we have this wonderful God that made a way for all of us. So we'll talk about that verse have a special reading. But if you pull out this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the March edition, and there's that glorious paper that's informative, engaging, and positive, there's Section A, there's Section B, and you turn over Section B, in the lower left-hand corner, you'll see a business card, and it's the First United Methodist Church of Urbana with the name Robert K. Freeman, pastor, also known as the Rev, as Pastor Bob, as a friend of Mark Burns.
Yes.
I don't know what that would get you. That might get you some coffee.
Some brownie points
in glory, I think.
But I love what you have on your business card and what is maybe the mission of the church.
Yes,
you can maybe elaborate that on a little more. But on your business card, it says, your mission is to help people to get connected to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love that you laid it out, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to one another and to the community.
Yes.
So it's all about helping people getting connected with the Lord, hearing the good news message.
Indeed.
And you do that in a lot of creative ways. I remember the one time you came in here and I was saying, what was that, like, horse trough? It was like this big thing that horses would get their water out of. And you're going,
that's
Mark,
right.
We're doing baptisms
right on the front lawn. That's
right
exactly
on Main
right.
Street there in Urbana. It's like, wow.
Whosoever will, let them come. We'll dunk them, amen. And Methodists do dunk, amen.
And I'm glad you have such a passion for God and how you work with the community. You work with other churches. In fact, I know when you came from Springfield, you were coordinating so many different churches and events and gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I share this. I want to put a disclaimer out because sometimes people have a tendency. I don't know. I grew up in a non-denominational church.
Yes.
So I didn't have the concept, there's these the frozen chosen and these are this way or these are this way. And
or
I
the holy rollers or whatever. You know?
But everyone has maybe a stereotype or they
That's
label
true.
That
Indeed.
The Methodists are like this, the Lutherans are like this, the Baptists are like this. And
that's right.
I don't know. I was non-denominational, so I didn't really have a strong affiliation with, well, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Baptist, and I know some people love their denomination.
Yes.
That's wonderful, too. But what I love about your First United Methodist Church here in Urbana, if you did have a label, all Methodists are like this, or Presbyterians are like this, you're not like that. You just love Jesus.
That's it.
And
love Jesus and love people.
Free
That's
agent
it.
For Jesus.
That's exactly
just,
right.
You know, and, you know, denominations are important, and they have, you know, some history and comfortability. I grew up this way. This is the traditional way I've worshipped. And, you know, those things I don't want to poo-poo or, you know, those are fine. But I like that you're not, I don't know, because I don't have a stereotype, but I know some do. And I say, Reverend Bob's not like that. He's very creative in different things he does. And I love that your church has two other congregations, that I think at least two. You have a lot going on next door, along with two events that we're going to be featuring there in the next couple of months. But tell us a little about your vision for the church and all that goes on at the First United Methodist Church. Church of Urbana, right next to Lincoln Square.
Boy, I tell you, we are just so excited about the possibility. We have 180,000 square feet of space.
Mm-hmm.
And when I arrived about 2 years ago, we were like, what are we going to do with this space? So then we already had two congregations, Christ Community Church and Christ Community at Church at the Square, which is a Korean church. And then we said, well, how can we broaden that horizon? So then we then invited Folks and Roots Festival. Was mm-hmm. at our place. We have you guys, men of GNN. We had Huntley Brown, Ivan Parker. We had all these people that want to utilize our building. So then we see ourselves as a community building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if
mm-hmm.
we're going to love Jesus, then we got to love the community.
Right.
Well, the way you love community, you let the community in the building.
Right.
You
right.
don't keep it locked up for 7 days a week. That's the thing that bothered me. Because most churches, they're only busy on Sunday. And I want to be busy every day of the week. Yeah.
Well, I know you have conversational English classes over there. I see different people coming in and out.
Three sets of classes there. We have a full daycare center that's there.
Oh,
we
wow.
have tutoring program, about to start a mentoring program. Looking at starting a coding program for children, particularly for women. We have the Girl Scouts that meets there, mm-hmm. a Girl Scout troop, and we're looking for Boy Scout troops that don't have a place, and they like a place to meet. So, yeah, so there's some great things are happening there.
Well, it's wonderful that you look at all the space we have. Well, I'll point out the two events that we're having there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told this story last year. The Singing Men, we were trying to figure out where we're going to have Huntley Brown hosted, and we had a church in mind, and we thought that was going to move forward, and at the last minute, it wasn't going to be able to work out. And as we were having the meeting here, I thought, well, maybe next door would be a possibility. We could see if Pastor Bob would maybe entertain that idea and so forth. So we call you up, and you say, come on over. We all walk over. There's like nine of us. We are having our Singing Men staff meeting, if you will. And so we walk over, and we're saying, hey, this is the date, do you think? And you said, sure, no problem. And I'm like, wait, what? And all the guys are like, what? Just like that? And so they came back. They were like, thank you, God. They thought like you were this huge answer, and you were a huge answer to prayer. And so we hosted Huntley Brown there last year, and then also Ivan Parker. Well, we're going to do it again this year. And so on Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church of Urbana. And so Huntley Brown will be coming in, joined by the Singing Men of GNN. Now, there will be a free will offering, so open seating, unless you want reserved up close and personal artist circle seating with a meet and greet, a special meet and greet with Huntley Brown and some snacks. Then it's $25 and you'll get a wristband, and you can do that online at greatnewsradio.org, and we'll have your wristbands when you get there early to sign in, and there'll be snacks and a meet and greet with Huntley Brown, and then up close in the first couple rows you'll have great viewing of him. And I say sit on the left side
so
you can see him on the piano. Oh, it's unbelievable when you see his hands move across those keys. So that's Sunday, April 7th, so less than a month away at the First United Methodist Church in Urbana. Again, thank you, Reverend Bob.
Great.
The acoustics, the sound system, it's just a great church.
It's a wonderful church, and we're just thankful for it.
And then on Saturday, June 8th, so a few months away, Ivan Parker's coming back. I think this will be the third or fourth time he's been here with the Singing Men joining him, and it'll be the same as Huntley Brown. If you want an up-close meet-and-greet, artist circle, reserve seating, so if you run late, you know you're going to be in the first row or two, then you can sign up online, greatnewsradio.org. And it's $25 per person. Otherwise, there will be a general free will offering. So those are two events that we're participating with at the First United Methodist Church in Urbana. And I love you, Bob. You come in all the time. Not all the time, but periodically when you're going to Common Ground, you stop in, you say hi, what's you doing, what's the Lord been teaching you lately?
Yes, yes.
And you always seem to have some enthusiastic project or a person that you're wanting to pray up, or I can't remember. I had that one guy in from Togo, Africa.
Yes, exactly.
And suddenly you're like, I know a missionary there that worked in that hospital.
Exactly.
Your memory and the connections you were able to make with him, and he was encouraged. You have just a real heart for people. Have you always been that way since childhood, that you cared for people, or did God work that in your heart?
God worked that in my heart, because I came from the background of the other. I was the child that was always left out. I was the child that was always not really picked to do anything. And so when I came to Christ, I heard the scripture, for God so loved the world. And I said, God loved me. And if God loved me, then I need to love other people. Mm. And so people look at me and says, how come you love everybody? I says, I have to, because God loves me.
Right.
And so I developed that over the years of doing ministry, of being able to love all people so that God's name can be glorified.
Amen. And that was last week's verse, John 3:16. Everyone, do we need to review it? I'm sure most of you have that. That was a great verse last week.
Yes.
Well, today it's Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that's you, that's me, that's all of us. We all miss the mark, but thank you, God, again, that you're a God that redeems, that has a program, has a plan for all of us to be redeemed, to follow Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Marianne, you'll be reading the 2 pages out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan. Now, again, if you sign up online, you'll get links to the interview we had with Robert J. Morgan. You'll get links of all the past 5 special guests on Memorization Monday. You'll get Bible memory verses on 3 sheets of paper. You'll get access to the leader's guide on this book and some other resources, all free. But sign up online at greatnewsradio.org. If you scroll down, you'll see the Washington, D.C. trip that we're coordinating. And underneath that, you'll see the cover of 100 Bible verses. And then there's a link. And then you can sign up online, because we continue to sell books.
Yeah.
We still
have
copies here, $10 at the Great News Radio Center. And so pick your copy up and read along with us. You can start anytime. They're all great verses, and memorize them along with us. But today we have a special one that I think will bless us all.
Okay. So we're starting a section called The Roman Road. First one is the plan of salvation. And this is our 5th scripture, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our first 4 verses, Genesis 1:1, John 1:1, John 1:14, and John 3:16, give us the bare bones of biblical truth. The next 5 provide a comprehensive outline for God's plan of salvation. The Bible is a big book, 66 divisions and more than 31,000 verses. So the Lord placed a summary of it in the scriptures, a digest, an abridgment, a prospectus. It's called the Book of Romans, and it's a synopsis of the message of the entire Bible. Within Romans is a series of verses that give us an outline of God's entire plan of salvation for the human race. These verses are often called the Roman Road, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:8, and Romans 10:9-13. I don't know who first put these verses together and called them the Roman Road, but I know when I first became acquainted with them, I was a boy growing up in Elizabethton, Tennessee, and an evangelist came to hold a revival. I don't recall his name. He had a stamp and ink pad, and everywhere he went, he stamped the Roman Road in the front of people's Bibles. I remember taking my Bible up to him after one of the services, and he pressed his stamp into the ink pad and then carefully transferred the verses to my Bible. As I recall, the stamp just said, the Roman Road, and it listed the references for these verses. In the years since, I've learned many methods of leading someone to Christ, but I find that I keep going back to this old series of verses, because they summarize everything we need to tell others about how to receive Christ as Savior. The first stop on this road is Romans 3:23. We have all sinned and fallen short of the perfect standards and the holy expectations of the God of all glory. We are separated from Him by our sins. Before the good news of salvation, we have to know the bad news of sin. Here's a little cutout section. Only 3 people in the history of the world have been perfect and sinless, and the first 2 didn't stay that way, Adam and Eve. That leaves only Jesus Himself. No one else can ever gain access into God's presence or eternal life on the basis of one's own perfections or righteous efforts. We have all sinned and have fallen short of the requirements of God's glory. We can never be reconciled to God by trying to live a good life, for we are intrinsically, internally sinful. And nothing sinful can exist in the blazing holiness of God's presence and perfections. Only when we realize this can we fully appreciate what Christ has done for us. And here's a quote from V. Raymond Edmond. He was the fourth president of Wheaton College. "We can love our own and also the good and the gracious, but God loves the ungodly, the worst of sinners, and the most bitter blasphemers. Our part is to accept that love in His Son, our Savior." V. Raymond Edmond.
You know how he closes this out? Before the good news of salvation,
come on, brother,
we need to know of the bad news.
Yeah.
Come on,
brother.
You know, some people would say, oh, don't call me a sinner, but it's the reality. We need to know we're sinners, we're falling short, we can't earn our way into heaven. It's not because of our good works or, well, I'm better than Hitler or I'm better than this person.
That's right.
It doesn't cut it. We
That's
are
right.
all sinners in need of a Savior.
Yes.
So maybe in our closing 5 or so minutes, you came to know that realization that you needed a Savior. It changed your life, and now you get to preach the good news. So maybe try to sum up those thoughts of you coming to Christ, because there might be somebody tuned in that doesn't recognize that reality yet, that they're a sinner apart from God in need of a Savior.
Yeah, I tell you, one of the greatest things I've come to realize now that I've been in ministry over 40 years is the fact that when people talk about the Romans 3:23 passage, it's really about God wanting to change our character. Not our personality, but our character. And so we all have a flawed character. And so Jesus Christ and His Word wants to be a part of our lives so that our character can change. Somebody told me the other day, says, well, how did you know that you were born again? I said, well, how did I know that I was changed? How did I know that my character changed? Is that I became more loving. I became kinder. I became gentler. I became a good listener. And so I think that's maybe what Christ meant when He says He really wants to save us from our bad character. And so when people talk about sin, I says, well, some people don't even realize what sin is. I says, well, instead of talking about sin, maybe talk about how's your character? Do you have a good character? No, I don't have a good character. You want a better character? Then let God's Word come in. That's why for us and for me, when God's Word began to dwell in me richly and I began to memorize Scripture and I began to memorize John 3:16, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, 1 John 1:9, all those Scriptures began to change my character to be more loving and more kind.
And that's that work of the Holy Spirit, too,
when
we surrender to Jesus ask Him into our heart, and then the gift of the Holy Spirit begins to work and abide in us.
Come on.
And change us.
That's interesting because, you know, some people would say, oh, but I have a great character. I'm just this self-righteous, honest that, you know. And you're like, there's a problem there.
That's exactly right. The fact that you said that is the problem. That makes sense? Well, I'm a good person. Well, you might do good things.
We'd have no righteousness
on
our own.
That's exactly right. And thank God for the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, man. And that's where that fresh wind, fresh fire falling upon the saints of God. My Lord, man.
And we can accept the fact that this Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God because of what we studied last week. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. God made a way, recognizing we're sinners.
That's exactly right.
Most everyone I've met, I don't think there's probably an exception of somebody saying, I'm not a sinner or I haven't messed up. I think most people believe that they're not perfect.
Right.
But how do we help them understand that there's a loving God that's providing a way that cares for them? I mean, it's easier to accept you're a sinner if you recognize that there's a God who's going to love you.
Boy, I tell you, one of the greatest things I tell people when this question comes up, I said the greatest way to make that real in someone's life is by you having the opposite character. That's what draws people. If the Christian community, we as saints of God, who those who know the Lord and fire baptized and the whole nine yards, if we exhibit a character that draws people and question where they are with God, then it naturally happens. So for me, it's not necessarily having to tell people, because the Holy Spirit says, I go forth and convict automatically.
That's
in John 14.
That's right.
I do all the work. So what is my task? My task is to exhibit the character of Christ. And when we exhibit the character of Christ, then people say, you guys are crazy. You're different. And ask the question. And that's when you can say, well, I met a man. One day on the road, and his name was Jesus. And that's when the Holy Spirit begins to do great work.
What I was trying to convey is before you can maybe approach somebody and saying you're a sinner going to hell, you got to let them know that there's a God who loves them.
Because you got to earn the right to speak into somebody's life.
Yeah, we can get so judgmental, but if they don't know of God's love, then just saying you're a sinner and you're doomed, you know. But I think if you say, you know, there's some things in your character, you're acting out in certain ways, but you know what? There's a God who really loves you, cares about you.
See, Dr. Bill Bright, who helped me and Cruffalo Ritz, they helped me to deal with this, because I was the guy that came out the box, you all need Jesus, I'm going to save you, like John the Baptist, you know what I mean? Yeah. And Dr. Bill Bright says, Freeman, try loving first. And then when the door opens, walk in. And that's been my philosophy. Love first, earn the right, share the word, and move away. And let the Holy Spirit do the rest.
Yeah, I think that's a word for all of us. Are we loving those that are different from us? Are we loving those that maybe act out in certain ways? And most people act out because there's pain or suffering abuse or, you know, things in their background. And if we live through what they live through, we'd probably be like them too.
That's right.
But thank you, God, that we've received His love. We understand His love. We've accepted His love. And so if this is maybe a foreign concept, maybe you're tuning in, you're going, what are they all talking about? Pastor Bob, he would love to meet with you. Come by the First United Methodist Church in Urbana, right next to Lincoln Square Mall. Come into the Great News Radio Center. I'd love to talk to you about God's love. And that's the wonderful thing. Sovereign creator of the universe.
Hallelujah.
He made you. Yes. He has a plan and purpose for your life. He cares for you. And He sent Jesus, His one and only Son, so that we can believe in Him and follow Him.
Indeed.
And, it's a lifelong journey that not one of you would regret if you started on this very day.
God loves you, and we do too.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah. Glory. Well, it's a great verse, today's memory verse out of Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But there's a good news message, and we'll continue over the next 4 weeks talking about other verses in Romans that God demonstrates His love for us in this, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
There's a way out of that predicament.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right, everyone. That's the verse for this week, and we have some upcoming events at the First United Methodist Church in Urbana, and Bob will be there, so you can stop in and see Him and appreciate Him and love on Him as He'll love on you.
Yes.
And we'll do the same, and thank you that God loves us all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Pastor Bob Freeman with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.